Well, what the survey's showing us is that people are looking in favor of doing something with elementary versus high school. But that's not, it depends on how you look at the survey. We really haven't had time to digest the survey because the first time we saw it was tonight as it was presented. So I guess I don't know if I should make that statement without really delving more into it, but that's what it's leaning towards. It's also leaning towards that about a $15 million, about as much as they'd want to go as a taxing body. Now, the thing that's the big kicker with the survey, all this came out before all the tax assessment changed. And so I think that's something we're all really concerned about. How would that change if we did this survey today? And so that's kind of the main things we were talking about. And there was some confusion on the survey that I know a lot of the board members we were talking about, a lot of people have come to us since the survey come out that they thought it was a little confusing and misleading. Again, we did help dial that down from what, but School Perceptions, who does this, they do it all the time. So we trusted their judgment on that. So, yeah.
So what happens now? I mean, the referendum date would be in June. So I know you have some time to figure out, you know, what specific direction you're going to go. But it sounds like, I mean, there's going to be a referendum of some sort in June.
Well, there'd almost have to be in order for us to do any major renovations or building. And so right now I think the number one thing we're going to do as board members, we're all going to get this sent to us. We're going to be able to look through it, digest it. And then certainly there's probably going to have to be multiple community events to where we can get together and get the let the community members talk about it and kind of help us direct us which way we need to go.
And when you're talking about the elementary school situation, I mean, one of the options that's being explored, and mind you, there hasn't been a final decision, but one of the options is the centralized or consolidated elementary school campus.
That's certainly one that's being discussed. Now, one of the areas on the survey that was confusion that I had a lot of questions about, the survey said, do you want to build a new consolidated K-5 in Joy for $17 million, or would you rather keep the Apollo in New Boston for $17 million? And I had a lot of people ask me, why does it need $17 million? And that actual number from the architects are around $4 million, maybe $5 million. I don't remember the exact number. And so that wasn't on the survey, and that's what some people have had some concern about, that if that was purveyed that way, would they have voted differently? And so that's something we're going to have to digest, and that's one of those things we're going to have to get back to the community and make sure that they're well-informed on that. In saying that, I would encourage when we do that for people to come out, because we had a pretty low turnout. We did two community events, one in New Boston, one here in Aledo, and we had about 15 or 20 people is all that came out. So.